Now, I started the show by talking to Gina Miller. And by the way, there was one caller on to say, can we in Ireland nick Gina Miller? What a wonderful woman. Anyway, she was the one, along with John Major, who took the case that Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament was unlawful. Well, the woman delivering the judgment was Lady Hale. But it is alleged she was almost upstaged by her own enormous spider brooch. The brooch made headlines, was trending on Twitter, and you can now buy your very own Lady Black Lady Hale spider T-shirt if you want. Well, Deirdre McQuillan, fashion editor of the Irish Times, joins me now to talk about statement jewellery and brooches in particular. Now, you were in Paris at Fashion Week, so tough old gig, but somebody has to do it. Though I'd say it's tough enough work too, is it?
Oh, Marion, it is so hard, so demanding.
Anyway, talk to me about this, first of all, about Lady Hale and her brooch and how brooches are sometimes used to send messages.
Well, the thing about Lady Hale, as I was to discover, is that she has form when it comes to brooches. She's known for her brooch collection. She's a bit of a brooch trailblazer in a way. I mean, she's worn serpents and dragonflies, and I think there was even a worm. I'm not sure, but there's quite. I mean, she wears brooches. But the one woman who really made brooches a political statement was Madeleine Albright when she was
former
Secretary of State, and she made a point of using brooches politically. Like if she thought she was being bugged by the Russians, she wore a bug on her lapel. If she, I think the Iraqis mentioned that she was a serpent, so the next time she met any of the Iraqi delegation, she wore a gold serpent in her lapel. So it became a kind of conversation icebreaker, and many politicians start to look for the brooch to kind of assess what her mood might be. Like if she wore a wasp, she wanted things done speedily and fast.
Very interesting. Yes. Funnily enough, I had a committed supporter of Donald Trump's in here 2 weeks ago, I think it was. Alice was here, and she had a brooch that was specially made to indicate that she was a Donald Trump supporter. And she said that she had other brooches that were bigger that were to indicate that she was an avid Donald Trump supporter. I didn't realise they were. I thought they were to look charming on a lapel or in a hat.
Well, that's interesting, because Madeleine Albright, just a little bit back. About Madeleine as well, she was a friend of Hillary Clinton, and when Clinton was going for the presidency, she became famous for wearing a brooch that showed a smashed ceiling, breaking the glass ceiling. But generally, I think in fashion, brooches are considered old-fashioned. It was what the grannies wore. And I was talking to Peter O'Brien, the fashion designer who wears brooches and very beautiful brooches and knows quite a lot about jewellery. And he was saying that antique dealers find it hard to actually sell brooches. But I think they're very beautiful. They can be very beautiful. And with Madeleine Albright, she said she always travelled light. She only wore plain suits, but the brooch would always highlight what she was wearing.
That's very interesting. And did those that dealt with her realise that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they could tell the temperature of the US delegation from Madeleine Albright's brooches. Yes. I mean, it's interesting because they're a communication. It's a form of political communication without words, you know.
Yeah. And do, I mean, was it suggested that the Queen of England does that as well?
Well, yes. I mean, it was implied when she met Trump that she was wearing a brooch that had been gifted to her by the Obamas. And that was seen as a very subtle reference to her thoughts, maybe. Who's to know? But it does not go without being commented on when you do something like that.
I tell you, I will look at brooches much more seriously from here on in. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing, it's a little kind of gold pin. It's a dove. And some people see it as a peace symbol. I don't know. It was given to me as a friend some years ago. I love it. It goes with everything. But you have to be careful with brooches, because my favourite was a green rhinestone shamrock. again, that came with an invitation to a Peter O'Brien show in Paris.
Right.
And I used to wear it every St. Patrick's Day. And even coming through customs once in Dublin, it was noticed. But unfortunately, the clip must have slipped, because one day I found when I was travelling that it was no longer on my coat and was gone. And I miss it terribly. But actually, an interesting sideline to that is that one of two people who were attending that show in 1997 in Paris were Michael Higgins and his wife Sabina. And she wears it. She takes that out every St. Patrick's Day. She wears the green rhinestone brooch.
Isn't that very interesting? And why did Peter do that? This is when he was working in Russia, wasn't
it? He was the head, creative head of Russia's in Paris, and it was just attached to the invitation. Sometimes you get things attached to invitations. Stella McCartney would, I remember she attached a Little Miss Stella book, you know, those Roger Ashwood books or whatever, little things that are catch the eye, I suppose.
Right. So, apart from Madeleine Albright, are there others? I mean, you say something that you went to see the Dior pop-up shop down on the Champs-Élysées and asked to see their brooch collection.
Well, when I knew I was coming on this show and I was in Paris, I thought, well, let's just see what they have. And it was a big opening night of their new shop on the Champs-Élysées. So I went up to the counter where the jewellery is and I said, can you show me your brooches? And they pulled out this drawer with about maybe 10 brooches, mostly with J'adore Dior kind of slogans.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was not as if it was the biggest sale pitch I've ever encountered, to be quite frankly.
Right.
But, so when I did a little bit of research, I discovered, for instance, that Simone Rocha has a black spider brooch on sale on Matches Fashion. So
how would you describe Lady Hale's?
Well, it was a big silver spider. And of course, people then were interpreting that as the spider's web, and all sorts of interpretations were going around. There was even a reference to Leo Varadkar and the whole thing about classical reference when Boris Johnson was there. But people can interpret things in their own way. The point about Lady Hale was, I don't think she was making any political statement with that brooch, because she's always worn brooches. She probably is not used to being on television that often, making great statements as this one was. And so probably is quite taken aback herself by the reaction to her spider.
And would she typically have just browsed around to find that, or would she have, say, got it made or got a present of? I mean, how does one go about it? When you said it, I associated with my grandmother, really. But just when I looked at hers the other day, having missed it during the main event, I thought it looked spectacular.
Yeah, well, that I think it did look spectacular. On a plain black dress, such a statement. I mean, it visually so strong and striking. But the thing is that she has form when it comes to these brooches. She's known as somebody who wears brooches. And yes, it is considered something that our grandmothers wore. But bear in mind that our grandmothers' clothes were heavier. There are some materials today, materials today are lighter generally, and it can sometimes be very tricky to actually pierce some of these materials.
Because you'll destroy them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or else they can be too heavy for light materials. So maybe that's why brooches aren't quite as fashionable. Though, mind you, when Jennifer Lopez strode down the catwalk at Versace wearing very little, one could say. There was a brooch down near her navel that seemed to be securing most of what she was wearing. So that might start a trend.
A lot of flesh on show?
Oh, a lot, yes. And I mean, the whole thing about
why do people think their flesh is
Well, if you look, if you're at a show in Paris and you look at the bank of photographers, 99.9%, they are strong males carrying all that equipment, and they will jump up when somebody like Lopez, who's looking wonderful at 50 and very fit, wearing half nothing, and that's what gets beamed around Instagram and stuff.
There you go. Listen, thank you very much indeed for that, Deirdre. I will look at them much more carefully from here on in. So thank you.